Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Master Lists for Writers by Bryn Donovan is a practical toolkit designed to speed up the everyday decisions that slow writers down. Instead of focusing on theory or a single method, it offers an organized collection of lists writers can use while drafting, revising, or brainstorming. The book is best known for its quick reference approach. You can flip to what you need, whether that is a stronger verb, an idea for a complication, or a way to deepen a character. Donovan draws on common storytelling needs and provides options that prompt fresh thinking, helping writers move from vague intentions to concrete choices on the page. It is especially appealing for writers working under deadlines, anyone who tends to overthink, and those who like structured prompts more than open-ended exercises. Used as a desk companion, it can help turn a stalled scene into a workable plan and make revision feel more targeted and efficient. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, thesaurus style lists that improve precision and voice. A core value of the book is its collection of word and phrase lists that act like a writer-focused thesaurus. Instead of only offering synonyms, the lists push you towards specificity, tone, and intention. When a draft leans on repeated words or generic description, a curated set of alternatives can help you choose language that better matches character perspective and genre expectations. The book encourages you to treat word choice as a storytelling tool, not merely a cosmetic upgrade. A sharper verb can make action more immediate, and a more exact adjective can reveal attitude, class, or emotional state. These lists can also reduce the time spent searching online or paging through general reference books by keeping options in one place. Another advantage is that word banks can help maintain consistency of voice across a manuscript. If you know your narrator is lyrical, blunt, academic, or comedic, you can pick language that supports that style. Used wisely, the lists support originality by offering possibilities, while still requiring you to choose what fits the scene rather than forcing a single correct answer. Secondly, plot and conflict builders for stronger story momentum. The book functions as a brainstorming engine for plot, especially when a writer knows the direction of the story but needs intermediate steps that create momentum. Lists related to plot events, complications, turning points, and stakes can help you design scenes that do more than fill space between major beats. By scanning options, you can quickly test different kinds of conflict, such as interpersonal tension, external obstacles, moral dilemmas, time pressure, or escalating consequences. This approach supports a key principle of engaging fiction: characters must want something, and the story must continually make that want harder to achieve. The book also helps with pacing decisions by giving you tools to vary the intensity of scenes, alternate between action and aftermath, and introduce reversals that keep readers curious. For writers who outline, the list can provide menu-like choices to strengthen a synopsis or beat sheet. For discovery writers, they can offer a way out of a dead end by suggesting believable disruptions and new goals. The result is a more dynamic plot that keeps pressure on the protagonist and rewards the reader with forward movement. Thirdly, character traits, flaws, and motivation as story engines. Another major strength is its emphasis on characters as the drivers of plot rather than decorations around it. Lists of traits, flaws, habits, fears, desires, and emotional reactions help writers build characters who feel distinct and whose choices create believable consequences. Instead of treating personality as a static label, the book supports thinking in terms of behavior, how a trait shows up under stress, how a flaw triggers conflict, and how motivation shapes decision-making. This is useful during both drafting and revision. In early stages, you can select a few defining qualities that naturally generate tension, such as pride, secrecy, impulsiveness, or perfectionism. Later, you can use the lists diagnostically. If a character feels flat, you can add a contradiction, a specific vulnerability, or a personal value that creates hard choices. The lists also help with cast management by preventing characters from blending together. When each major character has a clear mix of strengths and shortcomings, dialogue becomes easier to write and scenes gain subtext. Ultimately, the book frames characterization as a practical craft problem with actionable options, not a mysterious spark that only arrives with inspiration. Fourthly, names, details, and world-building prompts that add texture. Writers often lose momentum on seemingly small decisions, especially naming characters, places, and objects. The book addresses this by offering lists and prompts that make those decisions faster and more purposeful. Names can convey era, culture, class, and mood, and the act of choosing them can influence how a writer imagines the character. By providing varied name resources and other detail-oriented lists, the book helps you avoid placeholder choices that later feel wrong. Beyond names, the lists support texture, physical description options, sensory details, settings, and everyday objects that make a scene feel lived in. These elements matter because specificity helps readers visualize and believe in the story world. The prompts can also help you move beyond default descriptions by encouraging you to consider less obvious details, like how a room smells, what a character keeps in a bag, or what a street sounds like at night. For genre writers, quick world-building cues can be especially valuable for establishing atmosphere in romance, thriller, fantasy, or contemporary fiction. Used in moderation, these resources enrich scenes without overwhelming them with unrelated trivia. Lastly, revision and productivity. Support through fast reference tools, because the book is list-based, it naturally supports a workflow that combines creativity with efficiency. Many writers struggle less with ideas and more with finishing, and a reference that reduces decision fatigue can make completion more likely. During drafting, the lists can help you keep moving when you are stuck on a single sentence, a missing complication, or a weak emotional beat. During revision, they can guide targeted improvements, strengthen verbs, sharpen character reactions, heighten stakes, or vary scene outcomes. The format also encourages iterative refinement. You might draft quickly, then revisit specific areas with the help of the lists, making improvements in passes rather than trying to perfect everything at once. This aligns with common professional practice, where a workable draft is more valuable than a stalled masterpiece. The book can also serve as a creativity warm-up, where scanning a few options sparks a new scene idea or a better twist. For writers balancing work, family, or other commitments, the time savings add up. The overall benefit is a more sustainable writing practice, supported by tools that keep you focused on making choices and producing pages. In conclusion, this book is a strong fit for aspiring novelists, short story writers, fan fiction writers, and anyone drafting genre fiction who wants quick, practical support. It also benefits experienced writers who already understand craft concepts but want faster ways to solve day-to-day problems, like choosing stronger language, designing a new complication, or differentiating a cast of characters. The biggest life benefit is momentum. By reducing the friction of small decisions, it helps you write more consistently, finish projects sooner, and approach revision with clearer options instead of vague frustration. That progress can translate into greater confidence and a more enjoyable creative routine. Compared with similar writing guides that focus on theory, lectures, or rigid formulas, Master Lists for Writers is worth buying because it functions as an always available assistant. You can use it in seconds without rereading chapters, and you can apply it to many genres and project types. It complements craft books rather than replacing them, making it a practical purchase for writers who want tools they will repeatedly consult while drafting and editing. If you would like to support Bryn Donovan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.